Wisconsin governors have so much power when it comes to vetoing budget bills that they can cross out most of the words over several paragraphs in order to create a new sentence to their liking. This so-called Frankenstein veto let Governor Jim Doyle move more than $400 million out of the road fund and into education during the last budget. That frustrates Steve Gores, a board member for Wisconsin Common Cause who teaches in La Crosse. He says he might have agreed with the end result in the last budget, but he doesn't like the way the governor got there.
I want to believe the lecture I give my own students when I say Wisconsin is a model for the nation for creating an efficient, effective, and equitable government structure.
Gore supports a plan that would prevent governors from cutting and pasting pieces of multiple sentences in order to form a new sentence. But Andrea Kaminsky of the League of Women Voters says it would not prevent a governor from taking out a word here and there to drastically change a budget's direction.
We're concerned about having an amendment go on the ballot, and voters think that if they pass the amendment, it will solve the problem, only for them to find out that it still falls far short.
This plan cleared the full legislature last session and passed the Republican-controlled Assembly earlier this year. If it passes the Democratic-controlled Senate, it would go before voters for their approval. Some Senate Democrats hinted again that they'd support that idea, as long as its change should take effect after the end of Governor Jim Doyle's current term. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.